We want to remind everybody that they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, you can go to WBEZ.org. And you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Jesse, on Sunday night at the movie Argo, about the Iranian hostage crisis, won the Oscar for Best Picture. Now, you expect the losers to be disappointed, but who else objected to that win?
Who else objected to the win of Argo?
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is, what is Argo about?
Well, it's about, Ahmadinejad?
Well, the nation of Iran,
the entire nation.
Yes, they didn't like it.
He seems like the worst.
I know. He definitely gave it one thumb down. Well, actually, three thumbs down, because he'd cut off a couple from some other people. Iran, the nation of Iran, has called the Oscar awarded by Michelle Obama, no less, to Argo a, quote, ad for the CIA. That said, if it is, it's a better ad for the CIA than that annoying campaign with the "Can you torture me now" guy. So why is Iran mad? Well, first of all, they thought Lincoln deserved to win for being an amazing portrayal of a great leader in charge of a young great Satan. And since they are evil, they actually liked Russell Crowe's singing in Les Mis. But the big thing for Iran was this. Argo, if you saw it, is the true story of the CIA faking a science fiction movie shoot in Iran that was faked to rescue some hostages. So the Iranians are mad because this is the first they've heard that that movie wasn't real. There have been Iranian science fiction nerds camping outside the AMC Tehran 17 in costume for 33 years.